Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com.
When it comes to dog food and treats, you want something natural. A dog food or special reward that feeds great is made here in the USA and helps your best friend live a long and healthy life. That's what you get with Country Vet Naturals. Natural goodness in every bag. And for those of you who want grain-free, they have that too. Country Vet Naturals, now available in the Des Moines Metro. Learn more at CountryVetNaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. T-E-R-O.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
Welcome back to Marketing for Business. This is episode 24 on Insight on Business, the News Hour. Our guest, as he is each and every week, is Phil K. James from Good Milkshake Digital. We are talking about internal marketing, and we're going to get into very specific things that you as a business owner or manager can do almost immediately to polish your brand and get more customers.
We're rocking today.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff I like to do. Yeah. You know, it's just fun. All right, let's first talk about what's the first step that you think business owners, managers, those people who have brick and mortar or even not brick and mortar, what should they do first before they even get into copywriting and website mm-hmm. design and social media?
Number one is quit thinking about yourself. And, you know, obviously, you're in business to make money for yourself. We all are. And there's no shame in that. That's not what I mean by this. What I'm trying to say is that when you think about your customer as a dollar sign, you lose. Because you start cutting corners. This is how corruption happens. It starts becoming, you know, in politics, for example. People start thinking it's all about me. It's all about my reelection. Or it's all about, you know, making the next sale. It's not about service. And when you think about in terms of, I have a client. This client serves, they have 15 employees. They have 100 vendors that come and sell them stuff. They pay taxes. So if you think about this business as a community, instead of thinking about them in terms of a dollar sign, then you start helping them get what they need and they want. And so the point is
become other-centered.
And the same thing is if you are that business owner, who are your customers? You're serving those customers. Let's say you're serving them a cup of coffee. A cup of coffee is going to get them energized throughout their day. They're going to have to come together as a community. They're going to have interesting, you know, conversations during that day. Maybe it'll help them get that, you know, close that deal at their work. So it's getting out of their head that it's not about them. So how do we get there? We get there by what I always recommend to people is number one, just pad or note paper, three sheets. Who are your top three customers? I'm not just talking about groups of people. I'm talking about name, address, phone number of your top three to five types of clients. One is a working mom who's puts together her, I'm just as an example, her name's Mary. Mary, I just saw our friend Mary, so Mary's on my mind. But so Mary is a working mom. Maybe she's a grandma. Maybe she's 50 years old, close to retirement. I'm talking about a financial planner.
Right,
just
okay.
Just an example. And so what does Mary like to do? What is she thinking about when she goes to retirement? She's thinking about, how can I spend more time with my grandkids without having to worry about this? And so once you start writing these things down, you automatically get to the point of, you're not automatically, but through a process of thinking about these things, of who is Mary, who is Juan, who is Fred, you know, who are these people that we talk to on a day-to-day basis, and how can I improve that person's life? And once you get those personas down, then you can do some of the stuff that we want to talk about. Yeah. So I always sit down with people. Who is your customer? Why are you trying to serve them? Because not how are you going to get that extra buck. How are you going to upsell that dessert? That's not important. How can you make their experience so much better by getting them that dessert?
Yeah.
And you start changing your mindset from that small-minded kind of thing to the bigger picture thing. And you all of a sudden, you start serving people instead of serving yourself.
You know, you just said something that just struck a chord with me, because you go into most restaurants, Phil, and the wait staff comes over at the conclusion of the meal and says what? Got room for dessert?
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Don't. My favorite dessert sale happened a few months ago. God, where was it? Oh, it was at, I don't want to name the names. Anyway, the server came up to us and said, you know, the chef just brought in these vanilla beans, imported them from wherever. I could be completely making this up. But, what he does is he crushes them down, soaks them in vodka, and then dries them out, sprinkles them on top of this vanilla bean panna cotta or whatever it was. So can I get you a couple of those?
So what's happened here is she has, or he,
yeah,
the server,
yeah,
has told the backstory about what this dessert is,
yep,
rather than asking you a yes or no question. And so when you get to the ask or the opportunity,
yeah,
you're already seeing yourself enjoying this stuff.
Yeah, these Costa Rican vanilla beans. I didn't care about Costa Rican vanilla beans before this person talked to me, but now I have this story in my head. I have to buy it. You know, so
that's a great story.
Yeah. So, that's the point is that once you start thinking about who your customer is, then you can start selling to them, not selling to them, but offering them something that they're already going to want.
Right.
You're not selling anymore.
So then let's talk about some specifics. Once you have these personas written down, and they could be 3, 5, 10, 20, how many ever, you need to know who your customer is and then build whatever digital or hard copy items that matches that, right? So let's talk about, for example, websites.
Okay.
I'm shocked at the still number of websites that I run across that are not mobile friendly.
And what's happening to mobile right now? It's they're saying that 90%, this is according to Google, 90% of searches and by the end of 2020 are going to be voice first searches. That means you and I go to Siri, we say, "Hey Siri, I'm looking for you know, whatever." And so voice first, if you don't have a strategy, if you don't have an SEO strategy, search engine optimization strategy for how people can find you, that starts with a website, that starts with making sure your listings are straight, making sure your Yelp, Google, Facebook, all these listings are congruent. They're talking to each other, and you can just sort of set them and forget them to make sure that they're set. If you need to hire a professional, spend $500. Spend $50, spend $25 to get your 14-year-old kid to do it for you.
Right.
Okay? So important.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because findability.
Here. Right.
Findability is important. And, I do a weekly newsletter about the business broadcast. And I've watched over the years that the number, because I see the analytics on the other side, how many people are opening it via mobile versus desktop, and we're now at 56-57% of those opens via mobile.
Yeah. I mean, if your site isn't optimized, if it isn't optimized for mobile or for tablet, then you're missing out on a huge percentage of your audience. So what do we do then? When you actually know who our customers are, we're serving them, we're committed to serving them, and we want the messaging to be right. First thing to do is, if you're a bad writer, is to hire somebody who can write for you. I mean, it seems really super basic, but there are a few dozen copywriters within the Des Moines metro area who can do it for you, or there are a few thousand people online that will do writing for you, and all varying degrees of competency, some better than others, But I would get somebody that looks at your personas, and you give them these personas. He or she will sit down and write down exactly what you're looking for. Good headlines, good middle, body, end, so that all the words on your page line up to those types of customers you're trying to reach.
Right.
Same goes with images. You want to make sure you have high quality images, not too high quality because you don't want it to slow down your site, but you want to have high quality, clear, you know exactly who you're reaching. And how can people find the very basic contact information when they show up to a site? The number one thing they're looking to do is contact you in person.
Make it easy.
Phone number on the top of the site. Link to a contact page, contact us page. Maybe you have a giveaway of some sort. If I'm a financial planner, here are 10 things you need to know before you retire. And it pops up on the first thing you see. So, like, give them information. Let them know you're thinking about them and pull away the friction. We call it friction. You pull away the friction from the buying process, you make it so much easier for them to contact you. And their impression of you changes once you meet them in person.
Yes. And, you know, one of the other things that I've seen, and these are these pop-ups that immediately come up, and they say, join our newsletter, or sign up for our newsletter. Well, I think that's okay, but I think maybe that's a little premature. If I don't know anything about you as a company, why would I sign up for your frickin' newsletter?
Right. I mean, sign up for my newsletter because.
Right.
Even if you're only asking for that part, if you give the because, I'm going to give you information about this. For all of my restaurant clients, I say, we send you one per month. We don't give your information out to anybody else, and we give you a deal once a month. That's it.
That's it.
And the once we started doing that, made the switch.
It went up.
The numbers went up like by 50%.
Because, again, you're meeting the requests of the consumer.
Right, because you're thinking about them.
Exactly.
Once you stop thinking about yourself, start thinking about them, stuff starts popping for you.
Final question on this. We're talking with Phil K. James of Good Milkshake Digital about internal marketing, how you brand yourself and how you can go about improving that look and that feel. What about the whole social media strategy? I mean, that can be a nightmare for some people.
Well, we talked about it last week, is what I've been trying to stress lately is to break it down into 5-minute segments per day. And when I say per day, I mean 3 times a week. If that's all you can do, if you can do one, you have done your job. And here's what I mean, is pull out your phone, and you can either do it written word, audio, or video. I highly recommend video because that's where everybody's going these days. And also, your reach on that is going to be so much higher. You can transfer it to so many different platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. But I will start with Facebook. Do a 90-second video. Maybe you're interviewing somebody. Maybe you're just face-to-face talking about something you can help them with. Thinking about your personas. Again, thinking about your avatar in the back of your mind, who your customer is, and how you can make their life more valuable. 90 seconds, tops, 60 seconds. Actionable stuff that they can help them out, because they'll come back week by week as long as you're giving them that stuff. Let's say you do it Monday morning. It takes 5 minutes to record the video and post the video. Then you draw a circle around your business 5 miles, and you set up an ad on Facebook. It takes 5 minutes. I promise you, they make it easy to set up a Facebook ads account. 5 minutes to do it. You enter your credit card information. Don't worry, nobody's going to steal your credit card. It's just like triple encrypted stuff, right? You spend $2 to $5 a day. If you can't spend that much, spend $1, because it's the minimum you can spend. You spend $1 a day and draw that circle around your business, and you say, I want to reach women age 50 plus, and your ad is targeted to them, or I want to talk to men and women age 45 plus. You draw that circle around, and you are going to get an audience of about 20,000 people that could potentially see your ad every single week until the end of time. And I'm talking about pennies per view.
Yeah.
Pennies. We're talking about maybe 2 cents per view. It's ridiculously cheap. If you are a regulated industry, especially, and you think that this is going to have to go through compliance, send it to your compliance person. Say, I'm going to do this. I'm doing it every week, whether you like it or not. Buy the ads. Just there's somebody out there. It's in a regulated industry, and this, I mean, restaurants are easy. Show food.
Right.
But just provide value to somebody. You could do it really super quick, especially if you know who your customer is, and especially if you're there to serve them. It becomes a lot easier to create that content.
Absolutely. Phil K. James, ladies and gentlemen, Marketing for Business. We have covered lots of territory. Hopefully, some of this you will internalize and then use. Thanks so much, Phil.
Happy to be here. Every week is I always say it's the highlight of my week.
It's the highlight of mine, my friend.
Yeah.
Phil K. James, Marketing for Business, episode 24 on the Business News Hour. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, we got to get out of here because the people at the Ritual Cafe are going, what, are you guys camped out for the week?
For
our engineer, Chap Ramsey, the sales and marketing director is Aaron Libby. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project, we can hook you up.
And one last thing.
Yeah.
Make sure to subscribe.
Oh,
you don't say it enough. Everyone's got to subscribe. You got to hit the subscribe button and leave a review. Even if it's bad, we got to bump those numbers up whenever possible. So I know you're too proud to say it, but I'll say it for you every week from now on. So
there
hit the subscribe button.
Phil K. James, thanks so very much for being with us. By the way, be safe, be well, be careful.
Right.
Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.